This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With apologies to Oliver Wendell Holmes, taxes are the price we pay for roads and bridges and fire and police departments and all that other stuff in this economy that we have come to expect. The catch, of course, is that the Internal Revenue Service doesn't actually collect all the taxes due, in very large part because it's been underfunded for a very long time. The IRS is getting $80 billion in the Inflation Reduction Act for technology upgrades and better enforcement, also for hiring more staff. Today, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the IRS is going to be hiring 5,000 people to improve the agency's performance and its customer service. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, though, that could be a heavy lift.
The IRS's budget has fallen in real terms over the past decade. Its workforce is aging, and it's had to implement new health care and child tax credits, says Elaine Mogg at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
So you have an agency already operating on a shoestring, asked to do more. At this point, I would say they're pretty tattered.
Last year, the agency only answered about 1 in 10 taxpayer calls. The average wait time was 30 minutes. But hiring entry-level customer service workers and auditors and tax lawyers will be a challenge, says Mark Goldwein at the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
It's a very tight labor market, and their wages aren't necessarily going to be competitive relative to the private sector.
And Elaine Mogg at the Tax Policy Center says stigma and disinformation aren't helping.
The more people are speaking poorly about the IRS, threatening the IRS, that makes it difficult to hire.
If the IRS could fix its customer service operation, that might improve the agency's reputation, says Alex Morishanu at the Tax Foundation.
Having an agency very responsive to taxpayer concerns, I think, would sort of ameliorate frustration with the IRS.
And, he says, that might increase voluntary tax compliance among middle-income Americans, which would allow the IRS to aim its big audit and collection guns at higher-income tax cheats, where the real money is. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.